Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Speaking of Sylvia bringing us back from the way, way, way back machine, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Tiana Lawrence, author of Blockchain for Dummies. Folks, I promise you that title is so appropriate because most of us right now are dummies when it comes to blockchain. We just don't know enough, and but we have to, because blockchain is coming at you hell-bent for light speed. If you're not paying attention, if you're not learning, just don't try to conquer it right now. Don't try to become an expert. Just try to get it in your head. Try to start thinking about it a little bit. And Janice, thanks again for being here. This is why I want to stop for a second. You mentioned Libra earlier, the consortium kind of led by Facebook's cryptocurrency. By the way, I had one of the top executives in PayPal on my show a week ago talking about this, about their participation in this. So that was pretty interesting. I want to talk about permission-based blockchain. See, we've got Bitcoin blockchain, which people are using for other things. We've got Ethereum blockchain, which are probably going to be the one that people will use for the smaller smart contracts. We've got a friend of mine's got Cloudcoin. He's got a software that you don't even need a blockchain for. And then we've got this one that Libra is going to use, which is, you call it a permission-based. But I want to make sure we got this cleared up. I know that if you want to process payments, is that like if you're a merchant, if you want to be a merchant and you want to process payments with Libra, you have to have permission to do that?
You know what? They haven't quite put it out yet, but based off of what the government have been pushing back on Libra for, is they want to have KYC, know your customer, and AML, anti-money laundering,
right,
in place. Because they don't want a global currency that anybody can move around and launder money. They're going to want to be able to identify every single person that's utilizing that currency, whether it's in a crypto form or whether they use a bank. So I'm pretty sure that when Libra is implemented and the average person is using it, they're going to have to identify themselves in some way.
Right. I think you're probably right. All right. So let's talk about and so folks, we'll continue to bring you as much as we know about it, update you on what this permission means as they roll out the rules for this thing, because it literally is just rolling out. It's just a baby right now. All right. So, Tiana, what about the security issues for blockchain? Where's the exposure, and how do we enter into a blockchain transaction and protect ourselves?
Well, there's two main ways that blockchains or cryptocurrencies are quote unquote getting hacked. So on the centralized side, exchanges, places where people trade one cryptocurrency for another, are being taken down all the time. And so that's one way that cryptocurrencies gets hacked, is when a centralized website
it's risky.
Is compromised.
Not only the volatility of the price of cryptocurrency is risky, but you might lose your coin if it gets hacked.
Absolutely. It's a bit of the Wild West. So think, 200 years ago, as a pioneer going across the plains,
right. You
carried your money with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody stole it from you, it was gone and there wasn't anybody to talk to about it. In the same sense, cryptocurrency is a little bit like that, where if somebody robs you, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding your own currency. So that's one way that you can get hacked. The other part, which isn't as well understood, is what's called a 51% attack. And it's where the very fabric of the blockchain that's securing the cryptocurrencies is compromised. And this is done through mining, And what that means is basically think all the computers that are securing the network, creating the permanent histories, if 51% of those are compromised or decide to act nefariously, they could basically rewrite transaction history because it's just a digital record.
So that's the whole purpose of the distributed ledger is to have enough miners out there that they're not likely to get together. You'd have to do a lot of work to get over half of them to agree to do something bad. You're saying if somebody actually got half them to do that 51%, they could create a lot of mayhem. But if you got 1,000 nodes out there, 1,000 miners, that'd be hard to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So like Bitcoin, for example, has continued. It's what's called a hash rate. Has continued to go up. The other cryptocurrencies, the other blockchains, many of them have gone down, and several of them have had 51% attacks just this year.
Wow.
Ethereum,
when you say gone down,
Classic,
you mean in terms of the networks that support them?
Right. Think of it as a certain portion of the network was attacked by nefarious miners that wanted to rewrite
because the network had gotten smaller. It had gotten smaller, and it made it feasible for them to do that, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. To quantify it, for example, you wanted to take down Litecoin, which is the third most popular cryptocurrency.
Right.
It's about 60 grand to take it down for an hour. If you wanted to take down Ethereum, it's about 100.
Wow.
For an hour. If you wanted to take down Bitcoin, it's supposed to be closer to about 900,000.
Wow.
For an hour.
Anyway, folks, this is as she says, it's the Wild Wild West, but that's cryptocurrencies. We're going to focus on the blockchain after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.